AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Bodies are lying inside a movie theater in Lafayette, Louisiana this morning after a gunman stood up in a crowded theater and started shooting. Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft says three people are dead.
Two victims who were shot are deceased, and the shooter is deceased.
The shooter turned the gun on himself. He hurt an additional seven people before doing so. Their injuries range from non-life-threatening to critical. Robert Martinez was in the building at the time.
All I saw was people running out, and I thought maybe they got caught watching a movie they weren't supposed to. Then the next thing I see is a lady full of blood in a dress, and then they said there's a gun.
There were about 100 people in the theater when it happened, watching the comedy Trainwreck. Louisiana State Police Superintendent Michael Edmondson says it'll take time to figure out exactly what happened.
When you've got a shooting like this, when you've got multiple victims, when you have at least 10 people involved and about three others that are still critical, certainly it's going to take a while to do that.
Right now, police are checking out suspicious packages left inside the theater. They include a backpack and other small items. The gunman's identity has not yet been released, but police say he was 58 years old. Turkish warplanes have hit Islamic State group targets across the border in Syria. AP correspondent Desmond Butler reports the attack comes after IS militants fired at a Turkish military outpost from Syrian territory in an attack that killed a soldier.
This is clearly a sharp escalation of Turkish operations against the IS group. Officials were careful to note their warplanes did not violate Syrian airspace and that they used what they call smart bombs to hit IS targets.
Turkey says it hit three targets. Meantime, yesterday, the country agreed to let the U.S. launch airstrikes against IS from a key airbase in Turkey. This is AP Radio News. A Texas prosecutor says autopsy results show a woman found dead in a jail cell died of suicide from hanging and that there was no sign of a struggle. Sandra Bland's family, meantime, has preliminary results back from an independent autopsy. The family will only say that Bland's back was bruised. Scientists say they've found a planet that's the closest thing yet to Earth.
It's called Kepler-452b, spotted with NASA's Kepler Space Telescope. Researcher John Jenkins says there are a lot of Earth similarities.
And this planet orbits its star every 385 days. It is just 5% farther from its star than the Earth.
And Kepler-452b is orbiting a similar star.
The star is the same surface temperature and type as the Sun, a G2 star.
Kepler-452b is about 6 billion years old, 1.5 billion years older than Earth, and 60% larger in diameter. Scientists aren't sure if the surface is rocky like Earth. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.